This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
And there's been a lot going on the Oregon and Oregon State recruiting trails. What's happening with Dan Lanning? Where's Oregon State at? Joining us now is our friend Andrew Nimick, recruiting insider here at The Fan, recruiting reporter for the Oregonian, at Andrew Nimick on Twitter, and you can hear him right here on The Fan Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. with Recruiting with Andrew Nimick. Nimick, good morning, my man. How are things going? Dan Lanning has taken over, and we know how good of a recruiter Mario Cristobal was, and everybody wondered, how can they move on possibly from that staff? I'm seeing, you know, announcements. They get an in-state kid last night. Just how have things gone now that the national championship is gone and Lanning's been around for a couple of weeks?
Well, I think it kind of remains to be seen. They've added a couple of three-star kids in the class of 2022. I think those are guys that in Cristobal's heyday in recruiting are non-takes. They're fine players, and they may develop and be very good players, but they are three-star prospects, and they're mid three-star prospects. It's not like they're knocking on the door of being five-star talent, so, or four-star talent. So they're fine. They're good additions. They need an O-lineman. They need a receiver. You know, Kawika Rogers out of Hawaii, the number three prospect in Hawaii, Justice Lowe, the Lake Oswego star, fits the bill. In terms of transfer portal, they've gotten guys you'd expect them to get. Bo Nix has that connection with Dillingham at Auburn, so it made sense that he would transition over to Oregon. Christian Gonzalez, the all-conference corner from Colorado, he entered the transfer portal immediately after Demetrius Martin announced that he was coming to Oregon, so you kind of saw the writing on the wall there. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, there's a lot of we'll see. Christian Miller is the number two defensive line prospect in the nation that remained unsigned. Rivals has him as the number five defensive tackle in the country. He just visited Oregon. If they're able to get him, if they're able to get Grayson Holton, who's one of the top five D linemen left in the country that's unsigned out of San Diego. He's still technically committed to Oregon. Miami's made a push. Oklahoma's made a push. If they can bring him in, that'll be a good sign. Jaleel Florence is one of the top 10 corners in America. He decommitted after Mario Cristobal left for Miami. If they're able to bring him into the fold, that would be great. The hard part is people want to sometimes put the cart before the horse, and the reality is we don't know yet because it's been 2 weeks. There's some good signs. They're certainly active on the recruiting trail. They've done a good job. I think Grayson Holton was almost a foregone conclusion to be gone, even though he remained verbally committed. I think now it's possible they keep him. Jaleel Florence, I think, is mostly Oregon or USC. That's a good sign. But generally speaking, there's just a lot more work to do before we'll get any type of read on how this thing's starting off.
Well, Nimick, it's kind of a two-parter. One, if you were to lean on where Jaleel Florence goes, I'm real curious because he did decommit, but now he's kind of interested again. Where would you lean there? And two, how would you sum up the coaching staff? Because just if I'm to look at social media, it's believed to be great, great recruiting staff, really good staff, energizing staff. How are they as coaches, right? Like, that's the one thing, and it's a little thing, but Mario was successful, and those games that he lost, they just had those moments where I think people were clamoring for a little more X's and O's stuff. How is this staff from a coaching perspective, not recruiting, coaching?
Well, I think the Jaleel Florence thing is really difficult to predict, and the reason is it depends on how he connects with these new coaches. Mm-hmm. He's kind of shut down most of his interviews at this point. I do think it's telling that he shut down all his visits. That's probably a pretty good sign for Oregon. He's not visiting Miami. He's not going to visit Oklahoma again and check them out. So those are good signs, but there's a reason kids are uncommitted this long. They're the wishy-washy, undecided kids. In terms of the staff, you know, there's a roadmap to success in Eugene. There's no question. Dan Lanning has been connected to successful programs. Tosh LaPoy has been one of the best recruiters in America. But there's a whole lot of questions, and you can go down the list. You know, Dan Lanning, there are folks at Georgia who think, you know, in terms of scheme and in terms of development, that they may not miss a beat with him being gone. Now, he could end up bringing that Georgia defense essentially to Oregon, and they're phenomenal. There's just – it's unknown. I don't know which is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Kenny Dillingham has almost no experience calling plays as the offensive coordinator, and if you want to make the argument he was primarily responsible for Florida State this year, Florida State's offense was absolutely abhorrent for the talent they had. I mean, they were terrible. So that's not a great sign. But again, he's brand new to being an offensive coordinator, so we don't know. And then you've got a couple of coaches who have had pass with getting in trouble with the NCAA for cheating in recruiting. So there's a lot of questions with this staff, and I'm sort of left scratching my head with Oregon fan thinking they're not going to miss a beat in recruiting or like, here we go, we're going to win 10 games next year. It's possible, but Dan Lanning's never been a head coach. Kenny Dillingham has never really manufactured his own offense. Tosh LaPoy, as a defensive coordinator, has never done it without getting slapped on the wrist by the NCAA. I mean, you know, the offensive line coach has been in trouble in the past. I just think there's a lot that has to go right. It could. It very well could. But there's still a lot that has to go right. And if I were an Oregon fan, I'd be a little bit more nervous than I would be celebratory, if that's fair. That's a poor read. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I think that's fair, especially only a couple of weeks into this. We'll see how it plays out. Signing day, maybe they turn some heads and can bring some of those guys in. But the X's and O's stuff, you're going to have to wait a long time to figure out how that's going to play out. Quickly, Nimmick, because we are against it. I saw your tweet the other day about Oregon State and how big of a deal it would be for them to finish, you know, in the top 50 in the nation in recruiting. They slipped just outside of the top 50. Is that kind of where you expect them to finish? Any news coming for them going into the February signing day?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to add anybody else. So I think, unless there's some decommitments in the 47, 48, 49 range here, they're going to finish outside the top 50. That's my own personal benchmark, to be completely candid. I've never heard that from them after signing day, them saying, like, we're top 50. But they haven't been in the top 50 since 2013, and they've done this exact thing three different times. They've been like 47th after the early signing period or 47th in January. We get to the late signing period and they fall to 52nd. I think 2023, and I mean this sincerely, I think in 2023, it is not out of the question that they sign a top 25 class. Ooh. I don't think it's entirely likely. I'd put the chances at about 1 in 3, but I'd be floored. Because I think they're now getting away from the transfer portal a little bit. I think they're relying more on high school recruiting. I think they're doing better in high school recruiting. The buzz is certainly there. I think they're about to add one of the top 12 quarterbacks in America in the next couple weeks to that 2023 class. I think if they don't finish top 35, I'd be floored. And I think just based on what I'm hearing from the recruits, there's kind of the message that, hey, guys, we're going to put together the best recruiting class in program history, come along for the ride. And that doesn't seem like, you know, grasping at straws. It's resonating. There are some kids who are very talented who are going, yeah, let's be a part of Oregon State's best class ever. So there's some really early, really positive buzz. And even if you don't subscribe to that stuff, it's still a level of buzz I've never heard before, and that's a very good sign.
As quickly as you can, Nimmick, because we are against it, the quarterback spot seems to be Chance Nolan's. Sam Vidlak transfers. I don't know where the Neuer thing stands, whether he has a year of eligibility or not, but it seems to be Nolan today. Is there anything expected to the best read of the portal or recruiting at all with Oregon State at the quarterback spot, or is this just maybe Nolan's job for the next season and they wait another year or two before looking into the future at that?
I have seen no movement in terms of them reaching out to any recruits. I have not heard from them at all that they're looking at the transfer portal, but I am pretty familiar with the way they look at that position and the way they recruit. If they can get an upgrade over Chance Nolan, I think they will take that swing. I'm not guaranteeing anything. I couldn't name a name if you paid me.
Yeah.
But I do think if they can get an upgrade, they will attack. And not only that, but so far what I've seen from the transfer portal is good players that can contribute think that Oregon State's offense is very smart. So it gives them an extra chance. Once guys have been through it and they're no longer jaded by the process, they go, hey, I want to go just go play somewhere that's smart football that I can put up numbers. And Oregon State might be that spot.
Yeah, there you go. Hit him with the button. You got the button ready over there? Hit him with the button.
Yeah,
he needs a button after that.
Get him
here.
A button. Come on. There we go. Andrew Nimick recruiting with Andrew Nimick on Thursday, 7, 8 p.m. right here on the fam.
Ridiculous.
Recruiting reporter for the Oregonian. I had Andrew Nimick on Twitter. Thanks for waking up with us and sharing the info. We appreciate it, buddy. We'll catch up again soon.
Yes, of course. Woot, woot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.